Angela Cherby, Fred Filmer Radio. We are in Berlin at Berlinale 2015, here with Sabu, director of Cesuke's Journey.
What does the inspiration for this movie came from?
Since I have been working as director, there were many special encounters that I have, or I felt that they're like predestined encounters, and I noticed if I make use of them, my life turns into a better direction, and that's the sensation that I had. And somehow I feel that the encounters that we have and the choices that we make do shape our future, and this is the basic inspiration for this film.
What did interest you the most in combining the real world and the fantastic?
I think it's maybe a combination that you haven't seen so far in movies, and I chose just this freedom to play with these two worlds, and so there are these script writers in heaven, and they kind of manipulate people's life, and then the main characters or the humans, they actually try to do otherwise than being manipulated. I want to talk about this.
You quoted many films like Titanic, for example. How much Western films have influenced you in general?
Actually, when I was in high school, I was playing in a band, so I didn't watch too many films. But the films that I did watch, they were mainly Western films. And also, when I started to be an actor, I continued to watch art house or independent films a lot. Of course, so that's why that influenced me.
You always had some kind of a comedy aspects in all your movies. How in this specific film was it easier to combine like the afterlife, more esoteric part of the movie with the comic side?
Maybe it was more difficult, but because I needed to create a certain tension within these two aspects. But basically, I think the way I am making my films hasn't changed at all, and so it's very important for me to catch the audience in the very beginning, and then you know there are the comical moments, and then you go on to an action scene. So this alternation between different styles or forms are very important in my film.
Why the theme of faith is so important in your films?
When I think about fate, it's rather something negative that you submit to. And this film is really about how you change that, how you actually disobey to fate. So recently I have a feeling that on TV, but also in films, there's a lot of despair. And I wanted to make a film which has hope, actually. And this is the central message of the film, that if you have a strong soul or a strong heart or a strong mind, you're able to make changes, and that was very important to me.
In your films, you often play with what is death, what is life, and what is changing of faith, but always with the comical side. Why that?
When I showed my first movie, Danganronpa Nonstop in Berlin, I experienced how the audience became really one with the film, and they laughed a lot. And I think when people laugh, it means that they're actually watching the film with attention. So I remember this really well, and I think it's very important for a film that people do enjoy watching it. So it's been a while since I'm working as a director as well, but I don't plan to become a serious director just because I have a longer career now. I think I will be always playful. And of course, it's very important to have a strong message or a strong theme in the back, but my entertaining way probably won't change, and I'm very happy that I'm now chosen for competition with this film. And I don't like it when films become too somehow educational, or you know, they have a way too strong message and they want to teach something to the audience. I think that's not so good. A film should be always about entertaining, and people should kind of forget everything and just focus on the film. So I think that's very important. And I think to destroy a certain form of style is actually art. So for me, it's all about deconstructing the form or form or style. And through deconstructing it, I can build something new. And of course, you could be serious, but it's very important for me to always have this comedy moment or this laughter moment in the film. And people often tell me it's very difficult to say what genre you are, and the promotion company always says, we don't know how to you know, sell your film or promote your film because you're not one clear genre, but this is exactly my style and I will continue this. And about death, I don't think death is something negative. I somehow believe that there's something beyond
death.
You haven't acted in 10 years. Why did you decide to focus more on film direction?
I think once you become a director yourself, it's difficult for other directors to use you as an actor. So I actually got less offers, but actually I will have an opportunity to be an actor again this year. In April I will be shooting. There was an audition for a Hollywood film, and I will be in this film.
Audition Was
this acting experience helpful when working with actors?
Yes, I think I can somehow understand the perspective or feeling of the actors, and I know that I can't move things on just because of my pace or you know what I want. And there are moments, of course, where the actors are a little bit maybe wondering or being lost. For example, how the dialogue is flowing, and then of course I try to give them a lot of advice because I know.
What makes you laugh, and what is funny for you in life?
I think if you change the point of view just slightly, things can become very funny or comical. And I think I'm quite aware of this or conscious of this change of point of views, and many things can change because for example, this situation that we are now sitting here on the table, and you just slightly change the angle, things might change, you know. And that also goes for everyday life. For example, now, you know, there's these two bottles and one has a straw, one doesn't. So, you know, you can imagine how come the straw disappeared. You know, you can always have a funny angle on
things.
The script was based on your first novel, where the action took place in a fictional town, but in the film is Okinawa. Is it an important place for you?
Well, I have been living in Okinawa since 3 years, so my home or my base is in Okinawa by now, and it's truly not Japan. And but they're very interesting places, like, you know, like little side streets. They're very interesting as a film location. And usually when you think of Okinawa, or also the films that are made about Okinawa, they're, you know, they're showing the beautiful sea and the corals. And that's maybe more common, but I thought it would be very interesting to make an entertaining film in Okinawa. And of course, Okinawa has also very unique traditions and has a very unique culture. And I thought it could be a very nice backdrop. I could use it really well for my film, for this film.
What's the story behind your name? Why do you decide to call yourself Sabu?
When I was working as an actor, I very often played like little Yakuza roles, and within a Yakuza team, you always have someone who's called Sabu. It's a quite common nickname in Japan. And so on location, you call each other by your character's name. So I was starting to be called Sabu, and even after the film shoot was over, people, you know, continued to call me Sabu, so it somehow became my nickname.
I have a question about the movie, and when Chizuke comes to Earth and he looks at all these poor people that he's trying to help. He always refer to these people's life as screenplays that were written badly, not as life stories, but as screenplay. Is there a reference on, like, an irony towards movies that maybe, or screenwriters that he didn't like, or some movies that, some genre movies that cannot, that are not very good, that show our bad screenplays?
Yes, yes, you can read it as such if you would like to, of course. I mean, there might be an element of this.
Okay.
Was Sabu, director of Chazuka's Journey, in competition at Berlinale 2015. Angelo Cerbi for Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.